With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump keeps on rolling toward the GOP presidential nomination, picking up wins today in the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, and capturing all 39 delegates at the Michigan Party Convention.
Over the past few weeks, we've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley says she's raised $12 million in February, likely hauling her to remain in the race past next week's Super Tuesday. Although she still is looking for her first primary win, she slammed Mr. Trump and President Biden for not focusing on voters' issues.
No one is talking about the debt. No one's talking about how tough things are out there. You feel it. Your paycheck doesn't go as far. Your grocery bill is a whole lot higher. So are your utility bills.
There are no Democrat contests today, and the next event on the Republican calendar is tomorrow in the District of Columbia. Now, 2 days later, Super Tuesday, when 16 states and American Samoa hold primaries. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel reportedly has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Now it's up to Hamas to agree. U.S. C-130s dropping food and aid pallets over southwest Gaza along the Mediterranean coasts. Forecasters in Texas Panhandle say warm, strong winds and low humidity is going to cause a lot of problems. Governor Greg Abbott says firefighters have been extraordinary.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people.
This is SRN News. A Christian researcher's out with a warning.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage last month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine's considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in 2020 as a constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating marriage can only be the union of one man and one woman. SRN News. There's a city in New Jersey that hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years.
Officials in Hoboken, New Jersey, credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. The city of nearly 60,000 people just across the Hudson River from Manhattan has become a model. Sweden originated similar changes more than a quarter century ago, and numerous cities, states, and nations have since adopted the approach. I'm Julie Walker.
Good news if you're looking to buy a car or a used vehicle. Price increases for cars and trucks are slowing and in some cases falling, giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. The number of vehicles on dealer lots have increased after years of severe shortages, and that suggests 2024 will be the most affordable year of the past five in which to buy a new car or truck. More details at SRNnews.com.